This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, April 23rd. Well, what a day we had yesterday in the grain space. Corn was lock limit up about midday and stayed that way for the rest of the day. Wheat touched limit up in Kansas City and Chicago a few times. Didn't quite close there, but it's certainly, you know, being up near 40 cents is obviously a very good day. And then soybeans up around 40 cents as well. That wasn't limit for them, but still, that was a pretty impressive performance across the whole grain space. And of course, a number of factors coming into this, all kind of converging and driving this market as we, what appears to be, are entering into that final blow-off type of acceleration phase after a long extended bull run. And I think at least temporarily, we are very high to putting in, very close to putting in a high. With corn, you've got the weather in Brazil. You got the second season corn crop, which is primarily their exportable crop. That is got in late, as much as a month late in some regions, and it's pushing it back into the dry period, which appears to be coming in a little bit sooner than normal, so the timing couldn't be worse on that. And then, of course, that's going to push pollination deeper into what's normally a very dry period for them. So that's looking pretty rough. Here in the U.S., we've got cool temperatures across the north and into the Midwest that's slowing down planting. It's not critical, but it's definitely slowing down corn seeding. And then we've got the cash market just on fire. It continues to be the leader, in fact, of the market, which, you know, clearly is a very solid base of support. We've been in a strong demand-driven market for months, and short crop last year, because of a late drought here in the United States, has created an environment where you have ever-declining stocks, and yet demand continues to be just torrid. And much of that is coming from China. Now, we got to wonder how long can China sustain this kind of demand. But they are rebuilding their hog herd. They, too, had some short crops, and that's becoming very evident. They wouldn't be selling every bushel of wheat that they offer into the weekly exchanges, even very poor quality wheat, if they didn't have a tight feed grain supply. So regardless of what numbers they're putting out on the crop reports is what their ending stocks are, it's clear that those numbers are not valid. And so they're going to be looking at demand for the next several months. They would be getting that corn supply from Brazil, but with Brazil's likely shorter crop, that is going to slow down. Obviously, harvest is going to be as much as a month late for the Brazilian crop, so that's going to push the Chinese demand over to the United States during the summer. And that's when our supplies will be their tightest as well. So it's a demand-driven bull market, but it comes on top of very tight supplies and supplies that are getting tighter and tighter. And it's really based around feed grain supplies. That showed up last fall with sorghum, wheat, feed wheat, corn, and then, of course, we had the disappointing yields here in the United States. For wheat, which is certainly going to follow corn higher, it also has had its own bullish fundamentals for quite some time as well. Not necessarily tight stocks, but high export taxes coming out of Russia has pushed world prices higher, and tight supplies out of the European Union have pushed prices higher yet. Australia had a great crop, which really, I think, has been the one thing that has kept the lid on the wheat market, even though we're very strong. If Australia had not had a huge crop, then wheat prices would be even higher yet. Argentina's wheat production, a little on the disappointing side. So, you know, the supply coming from the southern hemisphere has been adequate. And that, again, I think has helped kind of contain wheat prices, at least to some degree. But it's going to follow corn higher. And then, of course, here in the United States, as we get started with our own growing season, we got two significant problems that have developed. The drought across the northern plains, of course, is significant, and it encompasses all of North Dakota, all of eastern Montana, most of South Dakota. There are some rains forecast for the eastern edge of that, but This is all of spring wheat country and Durham country, and of course it stretches up into the Canadian prairies. It's looking pretty rough so far for the Northern Plains winter wheat and spring wheat, spring grain crops, and that's helping to drive this narrative as well. And then of course we had the major freeze in the Southern Plains. Wheat was headed out in most of Texas. That's going to hurt that crop. We were certainly getting, you know, in a vulnerable state in Oklahoma as well. And it looks like even southwest Kansas probably sustained some damage. But freeze damage is really hard to assess. And, you know, we'll get the final result actually when we get the combines in the field. But this has certainly stoked the wheat market. I think it just further underscores the bullishness of this long-term market. And as we move forward, of course, you've got short positions, and a lot of these are commercial positions that expected they would have product to export. They are scrambling, and they're trying to get out of these short positions. You got traders who have short call options, and those options expire today. They've come in the money, so they're going to have to cover their positions to prepare to be delivered, or excuse me, to be exercised. So there's some technical reasons too that the market was surging higher yesterday. But commercials wanting to get out of short positions, basis continues to be strong, suggests that the long-term bull market is still intact. And I think that's important to keep in mind. But in the short term, it does look like we've reached some sort of capitulation. Now, normally we don't get our seasonal highs until early May, when you pretty much have your planting ideas down and you're just about to start harvest for winter wheat. Those are pretty strong seasonal tendencies, and we're still a couple weeks away from that. But I do think we're going to get a pullback here, and then we'll take one more run up into that early May. It usually happens right around the crop report, so that would be May 12th. I think that that's something that we want to be targeting for. If you're looking for a time window or a date, or you know, price action gets pretty tough to really note, but to really lean on. But as far as the timing, if you're rallying up into the crop report next month, I would say that that's probably about what you're going to get. It might just be a double top. It might, you know, depending on how much we correct here. But we've reached our upside targets for one thing, certainly in corn and soybeans. We're close in soybeans. We reached them in corn. We were pretty close in wheat. So a lot of reasons to think that the market's going to start running out of gas here, especially with the options expiring today. A lot of things to consider, but I think that we will be seeing a correction and probably get one more push back up to test these highs. And then that should do it, at least for the early part of the summer. And then it just depends on what Mother Nature dishes up. And one other thing, of course, we had export sales yesterday. Wheat 614,000 tons was a pretty solid number, just slightly above the high end of the range of estimates. Hardbred winter wheat sold 234,000, spring wheat 159,000 of old and 56,000 of new. Corn export sales at 417,000 tons. That was at the below the low end of the range of estimates. China canceled 124,000 of old crop, but we shipped 560,000 to China. In soybeans at 380,000 tons, that was in the middle of the range of estimates. China canceled 51,000 tons of old crop soybeans. So not big numbers for the row crops, but wheat coming on strong as we try to wrap up this marketing year and looking at a good solid number. And again, much of that coming into the new crop sales as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.